The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need, except for that.
Hi there, this is Evil Murr. It is day 13, I believe, of NaNoWriMo. I have thus far missed 2 days. Proud of myself. But again, I've had a month unlike any other month, any other November I've had. There's been a lot going on. Also, I'm evil, so I don't care. So why are you guys still here? I mean, seriously, I told you to quit. 2 days, I told you to quit. I don't know why you're still here and why you're still fretting. It's like, it is easy to sit on the couch and play Baldur's Gate. And it is difficult to write 1,666 words a day. Would you rather push a stone uphill, or would you rather sit down and eat potato chips? I know what I would choose. And you know, guys, the longer you guys do this, the longer I'm going to have to do these podcasts. So if you just want to do me a favor, quit now. Come on. All right. Clearly, you're not going to quit. Fine. I was talking to the people in the Discord and asked for some more questions that you guys are burning for the answers for. Any advice for catching up with several thousand behind? Great question, Alex. One, quit. But if you're not going to do that, two, what you need to do is you need to be like, I believe the racers call it slipstreaming, which is where when a truck or a person is pushing forward and pushing the air around them, they kind of make this pocket behind them where there's no wind resistance because they've already hit all the air. So you can get like, you can save maybe 0.003 of a gallon, cents of a gallon, or, you know, not use 100% of your energy to run. You just use 90 plus whatever you're holding back. That math's not working out for me. I'm thinking you need to slipstream beside another author. And how to put that in author terms? Well, I don't know. I have to come up with something. Slipstreaming as an author is basically plagiarism. You want to exchange friendly messages with your fellow writers and say, hey, how are you guys doing in the middle of your book? You want to show me anything to get, you know, let you do at a girl or at a boy or at a folks and keep you going? And then you look at it, and you say, great, copy paste. Good job, guys. And then you slipstream their words right into your manuscript. No one will ever notice. Or you can just be upfront about it and just say, hey, let's slipstream each other. That's not as sexual as it sounds. But really, we're getting into the part of the month where we're at any means necessary to get the damn words down. Today, I hyper-focused and wrote like 4,000 words. I'm still super behind, but not as bad. Because we're close to reaching the halfway point, aren't we? Today's the 13th? Yes, today is the 13th. Which means, at the end of the day, you should have 21,658 words. I don't have my exact word count because I wrote all of my words today in For the Words and have not put them into my master document, but I'm guessing I'm somewhere around 11,000. So if you're behind, you got good company. You got Evil Murr. Yay! Evil Murr gives you bad advice. Please don't listen to anything Evil Murr says. If you want good advice, listen to the I Should Be Writing podcast, which will be resuming in the new year. No, not the new year, in December. That's just hopeful. Hopeful Murr talking. Yeah. And I'm going to start throwing some behind the scenes video up for supporters of Patreon and Substack. So if you want to see that, then support at mightymer.substack.com or patreon.com/mightymer. And let's go on to day 14.
Who decided to have Thanksgiving in this time of year?
Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon-only podcast. I'm Mer Lafferty, merverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him at johnanelio.com, A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money.